Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes peeking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. Hi, Lummy.
Hi, Bubba.
How you doing?
Great. How are you doing, Bubba?
Good. How are you, Anna?
Good. I'm just taking my pills.
Getting yogis?
Yeah.
Getting the yogi in?
Yeah, I got the yogi in. Thank you.
We can't play music or... By the way, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge show. After show. Thursday, June 9th. I don't even know that I even formally introduced the show we just got done doing.
You did.
I did?
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you for telling me I did.
Well, you opened the show up with a date and the intro.
I was supposed to go pick up my smart car, but there's problems.
What?
Maybe there's a fuel leak.
What?
Possible fuel leak.
Uh-oh.
With a water's getting into the battery unit area.
The battery unit area?
The battery is in the... Well, you know where the battery is, and there's water getting in there. So Terry's like, listen, I had a car actually 2 years ago. Terry, that's one of the texts that I was handling during the break.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, listen, I smell fuel. And the last time I smelled fuel and took the consumer's word for it, because I literally told him, well, I literally did fill it up before I brought it over to him. He's like, the last time I did that, the car burned to the ground 2 weeks later because there was a small fuel leak. He's like, I'm not charging you anything. I just want to do a more thorough inspection of the fuel line and the various lines before I release this car. He goes, it's not going to cost you. And if I don't find anything, it's not going to cost you anything.
Mm-hmm.
I would just prefer to have it another day to real. I'm like, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Like, take.
That's fine.
He's like, there could be a rubber grommet. There's all kinds of little things that, you know.
I never trust those grommets.
Yeah. Dirty gromlet. Oh. Dirty fucking gromlet. So, and to track down where the water may be coming into the battery, which he thinks that might be shorting the system out.
Okay.
So, anyway, I thought it was fixed. I think it's fixed, but it's going to be a few days because I want him to really, like, when I get it back, bitch, I want it to fucking work.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start driving the shit out of it.
There's nothing worse than getting a car back from the repair place and having it not work.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So the cream machine's fucking dialed in, new tires, new everything, works. Every possible component of the cream machine works. The lights, the sound system. Blitz and I can even plug my phone in and play from my Apple iTunes list.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. So that works. I think, Lummy, you need to follow up. I think Jeff, formerly from Tiz.
Yeah, they're working on getting that quiet generator.
Yeah.
I talked to him last week.
We can put stickers on it. We can give him free spots, you know, whatever, okay?
Yeah. He's just trying to find that quiet one.
Yeah, I don't
know. The small enough and the quiet enough
big,
one.
Big enough, but yet quiet.
Yeah.
Quiet isn't as important as being powerful enough.
No, you want a quiet one.
Well, do they make quiet ones that can run a refrigerator?
No problem at all.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to just kind of lock down.
All right. So, Blitz, you're saying they do make ones that could power what I need in a quiet mode.
With no problem at all.
Right, because I'm not running an air unit. I'm running a freezer and some lights with a sound system. That's it.
Yeah.
Boom.
I mean, the small quiet ones would probably do that, but I would get like the next size up just to be sure.
Next size. We always go next size up.
Mm-hmm. Harbor Freight has them for, you know, $600.
Yeah, but that's Harbor Freight.
Doesn't matter, they're great.
I want to get a Generac. Those are the best.
Harbor Freight ones are really good.
Are they really?
Yeah.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
Harbor Freight does make some good stuff.
Yeah.
But they also make some junk, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Did you roll last night?
No, I did not.
What did you?
I went for a run, and then I went to my dentist appointment, and then I came home and baked. Well, I didn't really bake because I didn't really use heat, but I did construct a dessert.
There's Mrs. Clem on that. Now, see, that's right there. That's right in my power alley. Yellow top, a little bit older.
She just needs the jugs.
She needs some tits.
She's got plenty of tit.
Oh,
maybe in the tit world you live
Michael.
In.
Yeah.
Maybe the tit world you live. Man, if I make it to the gym tomorrow, that will be 5 days in a week.
No.
Five days in a row. And I don't know that I've ever done that in a long time.
Hmm.
You're a new and improved man.
And I'm sore, too. Oh, fuck. And I'm going biking today, too.
Jesus.
I'm going to... Today, Blitz, will be the first day that I'm trying out my Avaton.
Awesome.
So...
Bring up... Parka.
Oh, is it gonna rain?
Yeah.
For real?
It's supposed to rain all weekend too.
Oh shit. I didn't even look.
I think it's raining right now, actually. Well, it's like a little bit of sprinkle.
Only 5 tumblers out of 90 are left. Oof. They will sell out today.
Yeah, they will.
Rick heard you say order another 60. He ordered 60 more and gave us 30 of them today. He's gonna start on the other 30 today.
Awesome.
Nice.
So he said, if you want more, he needs to know because he gets them from Texas. Well, let's just stick with those. Yeah. So let's just stick with what we got. Like, it sounds like he got, you know. So it sounds like we got 35 left is what it sounds like to me.
Mm-hmm.
Only 5 tumblers out of the 90 listed are left. They will sell out today. Rick heard you say order 60 more. He ordered 60 more and already gave us 30 of them.
Oh, you can order them in 60s. Okay.
He's going to start on the other 30 today.
Perfect.
So it looks like I got 35 tumblers left.
Yeah. 30 or 5 in stock, 30 that'll be here at any moment. And
yeah. Well, nice.
No, they're dropped off.
He already dropped them. He knew how. I think he kind of went out on a limb and just did 30 extra.
Okay.
Knowing that these are going to sell out.
Sure.
So they're selling. They are selling. Thank you so much. Go to Bubba Army Merch, Bubba Army Store, BubbaArmyShop.com.
Remember that?
What's this?
You put it on the other screen. But remember that thing in Tampa they had a couple weeks ago?
Am I going to get a violation on this?
Yeah, I'd probably mute it.
Okay. They had what in Tampa a few weeks ago?
They had
ago?
Like a military demo in downtown Tampa.
At the convention center?
Yeah.
Only you would know that.
I know, and I was so pissed I forgot about it.
Did you have a boner? Did you have a boner on the deal, and then you got an elevator button on missing it?
I had a boner on the deal, and then I had to go to my mom's house that day.
Oh, okay.
And by the time I was done, it was over. But this is one of the things they did there.
No.
Watch this.
No, is this for real? Is this for real?
Yeah,
or is this
that's real. Watch.
This is an AI?
Nope.
So they get this guy.
That's over by American Social.
And.
Whoa.
There's two of them. Watch. There's a guy right there.
Does it have to be over water, or can this be over land?
No,
they
just did it over water because that's, you know, you can't walk over water.
And you can't road rash over water either. Yeah.
Well, there's that as well.
Yeah.
Now
watch what they, like, this is what's going to happen coming soon in the military. Watch. Lands. He's like, you know what? Now I'll give you the good news. Obviously, they're going slower than, but pulls his gun out and, you know, they're going to do the operation.
And then they fly back to wherever they need to go to.
Mm-hmm. You fast forward, they start flying around again.
Oh, that is cool.
Lands on a boat.
Now hold on, Blitz. And if he needed to fly up to the top of that building, could he fly up there?
Yep.
Oh my God! No, we have to be the only country that's got this shit.
I don't know. It was designed by a guy in like France or something.
So basically, a lot of you people are watching the show, but if you're listening to the show. It's like these two military dudes, and they literally got like just a little bit bigger than a backpack on their back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got these two things that they put on their arm that looks like shoeboxes, kind of.
What they are is they're miniature gas turbines. They're originally built for remote control airplanes.
Oh.
And so these two soldiers have this backpack, and then they got these two things that they hold that looks like shoeboxes, kind of. And it makes them so they can fly. And controllably fly. Just like, Blitz, remember when you, like, 10 years ago, you'd see the guys and they would go out by, like Don Cesar or something, and they had those jet packs, the water things. And
it hooks up on jet ski?
Yeah. No. You could hook up, and you could go, like, 50 or 80 feet in the water.
Right.
And but then you had to fall back down.
Mm-hmm.
Those things. Now, and you know, Blitz, if they're showing the public this, we got this. Like, we got this dialed in.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can buy these privately too if you want, but they're like very early in technology.
Now, how do you control it?
Magic.
No, like for real. How do you? Is it?
I think how you move your body and your arms.
Kind of like a Segway kind of deal.
Yeah. But, it's awesome technology. Like, you got to think if they're trying to cross a river or something, they could do it quickly and take out the threat and go back.
Now, what is the range on those? Probably about as far as they went?
No, they can go quite a bit farther. So, remember the original jetpacks, the ones that NASA developed that you'd see them in, like, stadiums in the 80s and 90s?
Right.
Those went, like, up to, like, 45 seconds.
Right.
They can hold enough fuel for, like, I think 5 to 10 minutes. Right now.
All right. So let's
say they get more efficient.
Let's say that there's a bad guy in this building.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, you know, down here or whatever. You can't. You could literally fly up here and go kill him.
Yep. Now, they're pretty loud, too. So,
well, they are.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you got to think he's got like 4 or 5 jet engines. But he lands on a boat.
Oh, he does land on a boat?
Right there.
Oh, a little boat, too.
Yeah. Like, just the front of it.
Man, I'd be scared of that guy. Mm-hmm. So, I'll see you later, cop. See you later. I'm out of here.
Pretty cool, though.
I wonder how many times they had to practice before they. I mean, how many times?
Oh,
they
I'm sure a lot.
How many times they pie faced themselves?
This guy's been probably flying for a while doing this.
Look at that.
Because you can tell he's like really control. Like, you know, he's really thinking about what he's doing.
Yeah. Wow.
Pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
What about the technology where? In war and other things, they might be able to send like 100,000 little baby drones to come in and attack you. You know, like the size of like birds, and they come in and just attack. Have you seen and heard of that?
Yeah, and they'll have that too.
I mean, do we have that now?
We have like little miniature helicopters, like little, you know, that'll fit in your hand, but they don't. The range is not very good. They look like crap, but they're just gonna get better and better.
Look at this guy.
That looks like CGI. It's great. Oh, look at his penis.
Well, his penis isn't really that big.
No, I know, but it just it's very strap. It's protruding he's because of the harness.
He's probably wearing a cup, too.
Can you imagine if Blitz had that thing on?
Oh, my God.
He'd go down his leg. Mm-hmm.
Have a rudder down in the water.
God.
Blitz doesn't use the standard propulsion thing for
he I got uses, a, I got a pogo stick.
He uses his cock.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking cool,
it
man.
It is cool.
Let's bring that over there. The fucking dirty Russians would flip out over that. I see American men fly. Some Top Gun shit right
there.
It'll
only get better.
Oh, it's only going to get better. Do you think we got some shit that like would blow our minds that we have?
You
got
to think if they're showing us this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And this is probably 10 years ago shit that they're showing us.
Yeah.
Right? They probably got some shit. Like, can you even think about, like, can you even wrap your head around possibly what they got?
Brandon the Quad, $10 super chat.
Thank you, buddy.
I mean, to be, I don't know.
Like, you're a military guy, like, in the little military forums and all the shit that you know. And all here's the like, thing. What are they saying, like, that they're making that we don't know?
I want to think that they've got just all kinds of crazy, cool stuff, but I also don't think they do.
Right.
I really don't think they have a whole lot more than we've already seen.
A lot of people, maybe me, think that a lot of these like UFO sightings and stuff are really just military equipment that we're not unaware of and that they're not telling us about.
And then maybe we're testing.
Yeah, and then people catch a sight of it or something and they think that it's aliens.
I think I might agree with you.
Okay, Michio Kaku.
No, for real.
Michio Kaku. He was on Rogan yesterday.
I know.
Who?
Michio Kaku.
He's looking old too.
He's always been old. He was born old. Old and wise.
Who's Michio Kaku? Oh,
I don't know who that is, but
string
I know
theory
who Michio Kaku is.
Is what?
He's a physicist. I think he's an astrophysicist.
And is he saying that all the UFOs and shit that we're seeing
That's not
is...
how he says it.
Well, how does he say it then?
Ooh.
He's not a geisha.
Imitate Michio Kaku.
Ooh, it's a speed of light. Ooh.
Is he Pat from Saturday Night Live?
Right. It's Pat.
It's Pat from Saturday Night Live.
No, it's Michio Kaku.
Is that really his name? And is that really how he sounds? Does he really sound like that? Or, I mean, are you going over the top?
No. I mean, he's pretty Americanized, but he does have a little bit of an accent.
Yeah, a little bit, but not much.
Yeah.
He's a little smart. He's kind of smart, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
Smarter than Elon
well,
Musk.
Well, not that smart. There was this clip on Opie and Anthony where he lived in the same... building is Jim Norton, and he could not remember Jim Norton's face. And Jim Norton was getting really annoyed because he'd say hi to him every day because they lived in the same building in New York City. So Jim Norton would be like, hey, you know, what's up? And then Michio Kaku would always be afraid. Like, he'd always be like, oh, like he was a stranger. So then Jim Norton just goes on this whole fucking rant about how the guy's so smart, has so many formulas in his head, he can't remember what his neighbor fucking looks like. So it was pretty funny.
Michio Kaku?
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Now we have to deal with shrinkflation.
We have for years.
But I noticed it last year.
I think that they've been like, taken like half and 1 ounce increments away for years.
Well, so do you remember like it was a big story 3, 4, 5 years ago when they took like they made ice cream smaller.
That's not how
they said it.
No, but that girl in the yellow dress has got me so fucking...
Oh, they're talking about right now.
Oh, I'm talking about, yeah.
Price getting smaller, price is not going down.
Yeah, that's. I mean, they've been doing that for years now.
Yeah.
A small box of Kleenex now has 60 tissues. A few months ago, it had 65.
Mm-hmm.
Chobani Flips yogurt, Yogi, has shrunk from 5.3 ounces to 4.5.
And I called this. I mean, obviously, it's obvious, but a few months ago, it must have been maybe a year ago.
Find out who that bitch in the yellow dress is. I need to find her immediately.
But I knew that they were doing this because I always look at calories, and the calories went down. So I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah, you're like,
I'm like, they're putting less in this, and clearly now they have.
If you look at your potato chips bag, too, and you're getting like half a bag now.
Shrinkflation, is it new, but... It proliferates in times of high inflation as companies grapple with rising costs of ingredients, packaging, labor, transportation. Global consumer price inflation was up an estimated 7% in May, a pace that will likely continue through September. Some of the various other scale backs have been Folgers.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, Cottonelle Ultra Clean toilet paper has shrunk from 340 sheets down to 312. Folgers coffee downsized its 51-ounce container to 43.5.
Mm-hmm.
Says that you can still get the 400 cups of coffee because they now have lighter weight beans that absorb the water better, is what they're trying to say. Yeah.
If you look at ice, too, they haven't lowered the price, but it went from 10 pounds to 7 pounds.
Yep.
For real.
Yeah, they did that recently. So
it's all 7 pounds now.
Ice cream containers across the board got smaller in 2010 to do the same thing. So
that's why I started making my own.
Yeah, I'm just saying, as you look at the news, what's going good?
Yeah, well,
like, okay, I'll tell you. Dr. Oz won the GOP Senate primary in Pennsylvania. There you go.
Okay, that was close
and
one.
And it was
like 951 votes or something.
Yeah. And they're saying that he potentially has a good chance to beating the guy and flipping it to Republican.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's kind of cool.
What's going good? Let's brainstorm.
Yeah, let's go. What's going good?
Yeah, let's be positive.
Well, we live in Florida under DeSantis.
Well, hold on.
Right? That's just us.
Yeah.
Hold on. I know what's going good.
It's Gary.
Biden is doing good, right, Gary?
Yes.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're doing good. How are you, buddy?
Super swell.
I'm still chasing the dream.
Good for you. What do you got on your mind today, bud? And you know what? Thank you, Gary, for having like a proper intro, and we like said pleasantries, and now we can get into it a little bit. But you know what? I want to let you know, thank you for that.
Oh, my pleasure. Too bad, though, you allow the sniping because you don't want to have a real conversation about things.
But Gary, hold on, buddy. I don't think, you know, people don't snipe as much over on these two things here. So
no, they should start.
And so the after show might be your chance to get your stuff in, buddy.
Well, you ought to give me at least 2 minutes, you know,
before
the sniping, or make it a bidding process.
Well, no, we've established a snipe, but you know what, Gary? To your credit, how about I give you? I do give you at least a minute. Hold on, after the pleasantries, not a minute, you know, like after the hey Gary, good. All right, buddy, you ready, buddy? Yeah, I'm ready. Then boom, when we start the clock. So it's not a minute from the minute I say hello, but let's make sure we do the pleasantries though, okay? It's important to me because at the end of the day, I still want to be your friend.
Okay, that sounds great.
You can think I'm an idiot on some of my views. I can think that you're an idiot, but we can be friendly about it, and you still listen to the show, so you're still Bubba Army.
Sure, there's nothing better than a pair of idiots.
Right, exactly. You and I are. You know what? Actually, we're both idiots. It's two idiots talking amongst each other.
There you go.
All right, Gary. So, you know what? Hello and pleasantries. And so let the fun begin. Gary, you're on the clock.
Okay. They're about the average cost for a family on fuel is about $5,000 a year, given the current rates. But if you do the health insurance, it's about $12,000 per person a year. But you guys don't seem to care about health care costs. And then, yes, inflation is at the highest it's been in 40 years. But corporate profits through the stock market are at a 50-year high. But you don't mention that. So it seems like you have something against capitalism, where supply and demand determine the prices. Too bad you guys are so favorable about capitalism that you don't want to do a little socialism here and there. I mean, we already have socialism in terms of teachers, law enforcement, the whole criminal justice system. But the military, you know, we all pay for that.
All right, Gary, so it's officially been a minute. Now I'm going to give you my opinion on two things that you brought up, okay? But point, counterpoint, okay?
Sure.
I didn't say a word during, you know, so I'm going to, and everybody else can also chime in as well. One thing that you mentioned was the health cost, okay? Yes, gas is this and inflation's that and all that, and the average fuel price for Americans are $5,000, but then $12,000. Gary, what I think that you're failing to realize is that a lot of Americans don't have to pay their health costs because it is a benefit that's provided by their company. So that doesn't affect them at all. like it was the average, some Americans who have to buy their own health care. That's my rebuttal on that. There's no right or wrong answer. You can come back with something. And then you said, yeah, granted, inflation's high and all this is kind of deal, but profits on Wall Street are at an all-time high. Do you realize, though, Gary, that the people that benefit from the profits in Wall Street are only the CEO and the owners of these huge, or in the shareholders of these huge conglomerates? The average American doesn't really have any stocks or anything like that.
I agree. And when President Trump passed his tax cut, it affected 600 people. 600 people got the benefit of $1.5 trillion in tax cuts. And Republicans were fine with that. But when...
Well, hold on, Gary. I'm not fine with that. I'm not fine with that at all. I'm not... If that's truly the number... Then I'm not fine with that. I mean, I can lean on both sides of the fence, but if indeed that is true, that's not cool at all.
Right. And when it passed, it was a big old hurrah in front of the White House. All the Republicans were there. They were cheering. But it only affected 600 or so
Gary,
people.
But a lot of those people got bonuses, me.
But hold on here, Gary. Here's the thing, Gary. Just letting you know. Yeah, we're just talking. And I like this. I really like this dynamic that you and I got going here. You can say, there's no wrong answers. You know, we've agreed to disagree. But the one thing, you have to admit, Gary, I mean, right now, our country is just not in a good place right now. Maybe a lot of people don't understand why. Maybe people like you do understand why. But the average American, just the average guy rolling around, it's kind of a very uncertain time right now. It's a tough time. You have to admit that.
I'll admit that that's the case, but it's much better than when you had a crazy president who couldn't put a sentence together.
We have now the entire world.
Donald Trump.
Gary.
Gare Bear.
Donald Trump was insane and made mean tweets, but he was far more competent than this guy. This guy's out to lunch, buddy. Come on.
Coming back.
You mean that
he took us out of NATO. He made not out of NATO, but he made us less effective with NATO, which helped Russia go into the Ukraine. He didn't give the Ukraine the military equipment that was promised to them, not promised to them, that was passed by Congress.
This is a question for you, Gary. Why do you think his approval rating is at an all-time low? Just because Americans don't understand?
Well, exactly, because it's affecting their pocketbook. It's the gas prices. People are worried about $5 a gallon of gas, but they don't care about $8 for a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
You're right on that. But I don't need that. But hold on, Gary. But Gary, I don't need that Starbucks to drive to work. I do need that fuel.
Not if you buy an electric car.
Yeah.
Exactly. For decades, the Democrats have been pushing for.
Lemmy, you got to find out who that girl in the LGS dress is. I might be in love with her.
I found out who she is.
I might be in love with her.
I think her name is Barney Frank.
It's Emma Richenberg.
It's Barney.
But Gary, here's the deal. I think, man, that the next four administrations, regardless of who they are, need to get together and say, we're going to make a big push to electric. And this, I think that it can't be done. I think you'll agree it can't be done in 4 years.
Well, thank you, $20 super chat.
No, but ever since Jimmy Carter, because of the health, the fuel problem back then, the Democrats have pushed for clean energy, wind, air, air, water, solar, electricity. They have pushed for electric cars for decades, but you have the gas and coal industries fighting against that.
Yeah, I'm looking at this girl, my new,
doesn't coal right now power a lot of the electric cars?
She looks a lot better now than she did in any of these pictures. Like, right? Like some of these pictures, she's not that good.
Well, she's black in that one.
Yeah, well, I've never been with a black girl, but I want to be bad.
Are all of those pictures her?
Oh, my God. You haven't been with a black woman?
I never have. And, Gary, it's on my bucket list for
real.
You've
been trying.
I've been, like, Gary, for real. Like, I really would like to, I would really like to be with an African-American woman. Like, I got several in mind. But I've never been in my illustrious career of having done a lot of cool things, threesomes, you know, I'll be in my office, brother. I've never been with an African-American woman.
You've had a few Asians, right?
Matt from Cali, $25 PayPal.
I mean, no, I don't know that I don't have an Asian thing more than I have a, am I too right?
Yeah, you're too right-wing wacko.
But hold on, Gary.
Not for Candace Owens, bubs.
But Gary, don't you sometimes listen to me talk and say that, you know, I'm kind of moderate, I'm middle of the road?
I hear you say that, but that's not the case.
Okay. Yeah, you're a right-wing bigot, bubs. Mm-hmm. Surprise. Hate to break to you.
Am I a right-wing bigot?
Yeah.
Right-wing Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Have you been with a Hispanic woman? Oh, yeah, you've been with Hispanic.
Yeah.
Have you been with Asian?
No, I've never been with an Asian.
Yeah, see, you're racist.
Yeah, you're racist.
Have you been with East Indians?
I don't even think he knows what that is.
But listen, Gary, it isn't what it's not that I don't want to be because I don't like them. It's just that I haven't had an opportunity to. Most people have never been with anything.
No, you're racist. Sorry.
Yeah, it's because your train of thought doesn't put you in those circles.
Have you ever been with a trans woman, bubs?
No.
Yeah, because you're a transphobic person.
No, yep. I'm not.
You're a bigot.
Yes, you are, obviously.
Yeah, you are,
bubba. Bigot.
If you weren't, you would have banged him.
Oh, is this
you
her?
Bigot?
Is this her?
I don't.
That is not her.
There's no way.
Yeah.
I mean, that even looks fake.
Bubba, you think the news anchor has under boob cleavage?
Man. Hey, Gary, would you at least agree that under boob, like a girl that has like just a little under boob showing, that's kind of sexy.
What about side boob?
Under and side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, side boob is
Gary, we finally got some common ground, buddy. Mm-hmm. The under and the side boob, I find very hot myself.
Can't really do the under, but the side I got.
I do have to agree, but I have to correct you on the healthcare thing. You mentioned that employers cover that. Well, that's cost. The cost.
Well, I will tell you this, Gary. I know that I used to be able to provide healthcare insurance for my employees, and then when Obama came in and made it mandatory for small companies to have to do it, I couldn't afford it anymore. I had to take tax penalties.
I loved my health coverage that I paid myself before Obama ruined it. And the whole, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Yeah, well, that's not true.
Yeah, that was true.
No,
If they stayed in the program, they chose not to stay or go with the program. So it was upon your doctor.
I'll tell you this right now, but I think we got some common ground. I'd prefer Bill Clinton to be as the president now.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Okay, if somebody put a gun to your head, Blitz, if somebody put a gun to your head and said you got two options, Biden or Clinton can finish it out, what would you choose? You got to go with Clinton.
Clinton. He fixed the Bush economy.
Well, I'm going with Clinton all day, Gary.
Yeah, exactly. Because someone like Ronald Reagan took up the nation's debt to extreme levels.
I will tell you this. I will agree with you on this, Gary. And you might get a good boner on this coming out of mine. Reagan wasn't as good of a president as people thought he was. He wasn't.
Exactly.
No, he wasn't. And he was actually pretty shady. And he just was an unbelievable communicator. And a showman, if you will, and Americans are so stupid that they can usually believe it. Kind of like what we're believing right now, that this guy's competent.
The military complex was telling him what to say and do. What a total waste of
our
money.
Who's
telling Biden what to do?
Hold on, Gary. Let me ask you this question. What's been your favorite president
in his lifetime?
In his lifetime.
Probably like Lincoln or something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was funny. We got you on that one. Come on, buddy. We got you on that one.
Well, that's what I was going to say. But when Reagan was president, our parents and grandparents said then, in 50 years, we are going to be suffering because of his his spending. He took his out of control spending.
I know.
And called it deficit spending, a trickle-down economy, never trickled. And now we're paying for it. Exactly.
Well,
like
I don't know if we're paying for it right now. I think we got so many issues, Gary. We got so many issues, Gary, that you and I can't even really have a conversation because there's just so many. What's going right now, Gary? Tell me that.
Well, we're bouncing back from a 100-year pandemic. The entire world shut down for most of 2 years, meaning people weren't working, products weren't being made. Now the country is becoming more and more open. The world is becoming more and more open. But the problem was we're 2 years behind in products.
Yeah. Well, Gary, do you think, let me ask you a question. Do you think that
100-year pandemic.
Do you think that Biden will be reelected?
The 1918 pandemic and the 2019 pandemic.
Hold on. Gary, answer the question, my buddy. Do you think that Biden gets reelected?
It's a definite possibility of a maybe.
That doesn't tell me nothing, Gary. Possibility of a maybe. All right. Do you think within the Democratic Party that there could be a change on who they prop up to run to be? Or does Biden, like, just because that's the way it goes, they have to stick with Biden? Or can they make a change?
Well, what I predicted since the beginning was Biden at 2 years, one day after he's inaugurated, he's going to resign for health reasons. And Kamala Harris will become the president, and that means she could be president for 10 years.
Right. That means she can run two terms because she took it after the second year on first day. So she could go two terms.
Yep. So she could two terms plus finish.
God bless our country if that happens. God, I don't know who's keeping score upstairs and what political affiliation the person that may be listening to me is or are or what, but God bless all of us. Lord have our souls if that.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Happens.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
She's
a woman?
No.
Because you got
to
wear. Well,
no, she's not a woman. She's
sucked her way to the top.
Come on, Blitz.
Well, she did fucking suck her way to the top. We do make those allegations. We do. And those are our opinions. Gary, we can have opinions that she fucked and sucked her way to the top. A lot of people have. I have. Bro.
Who hasn't?
Right. Anna, I mean, think Anna would be here today if she hadn't given Blitz some pussy?
What
hell no.
The hell?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean
exactly.
That. Did that come out?
Exactly. Wait till the day that
Blitz was, I mean, she was on the chopping block until she spread those legs. Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Still might be.
Wait till the day that stops.
Bitch is always on the chopping block. Those legs stop spreading. Those checks stop cashing. Say it, Blitz.
Yeah.
You want your employee bonus dry up real fast? Stop spreading, bitch.
Right.
I love
no
you. I'm just kidding you.
It's definitely over.
Gary, you know what? Here's the deal, man. I really do appreciate that you listen to the show. I know we make you fucking mad as a hornet, but I like our exchanges now. I like how we can have a conversation. And at the end of the day, I know you're Bubba Army, and I do appreciate that. For real.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, too. One thing about the hard questions you were demanding of Biden, but suggested that the shows were better when Clinton would come out and play his saxophone, or they talk about the president. Hey, president, how's it going? How's the family? Stuff like that. Those aren't hard-hitting questions.
We don't want.
I didn't say they were.
Listen, those are the questions you can ask when things are going good.
Right.
You can ask those questions, but when it's a fucking shit show, you got to ask shit show questions.
Damage control.
Yeah.
I mean, Gary, it's a fucking
it's
shit show right now.
It's less of a shit show than Trump.
Well, I mean,
yeah, I know, because the economy
Trump
was
the
so
whole,
bad.
It was bad, Blitz. Come on.
Trump had the world on fire.
Yeah, the world. Yeah. Hey, Gary, how many people showed up to Summit of America? We couldn't even get Mexico to show up, or Guatemala. I mean, Jesus, no one respects Biden in the world. Jesus.
Oh,
how about when Trump in 18 was like, Jeremy's going to be sucking off Russia, and everyone laughed at him, and they're like, he's a joke. Everyone
I
want to
know where
joke.
The Guatemalans are.
Because everyone, you're an idiot, Gary.
Blitz, you looking for some Guatemalans?
Kamala Harris would be a good president. Really? She can't even form a fucking sentence. She's the worst. She's worse than me.
I just got a text from the merch crack, and we are sold out of tumblers.
Oh, snaps.
So
I have
including
four,
that Thoughts 35.
Yeah, including
holy
I think
shit.
I think I'm about to ask her, including that 35?
The 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Including the additional
30.
Hold on, Gary, got some business going on. Additional 30? Question mark?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
You're supposed to have a total of 60 more.
Gary, I love you, buddy.
Hey.
That's tough being on your own little island, because we are red and we fucking probably piss you off. But you still listen to the show, and I'm so thankful, buddy.
Why?
Right. I have 4 degrees, and Lummy calling me an idiot. That's pretty rich.
Yeah.
Great. Good job with your 4 degrees, Gary. Degrees
welcome.
Don't make you always the smartest person alive.
Hey, Gary.
How many degrees do billionaires have?
My IQ was tested at 162.
Great. You're smarter than Asian friend.
You added the one.
Yes, Blitz. That's including the additional 30 that was a fucking run on him. Gary, I think I'm the only one that likes you around here, but who cares? I'm the boss, so fuck it. You're my buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, well, hold on. You didn't even put me over, Gary. I'm over here fucking doing a job for you, and you didn't even put me over, Gary. What the fuck? You could have been like, thanks, Bubba. At least you and I are buddies.
Well, am I supposed to stroke you like the rest of the
No, but you're
does?
Supposed to
yeah.
No, but you're supposed to be appreciative in the fact that, you know, I'm handling you different nowadays, and I'm trying to be congenial and, you know, fucking be appreciative.
Yeah, but you don't put me on the big show when I could take on, you know, Dr. Plastic.
Okay.
Gary, be respectful. You know his name. You know, it's Dr. Dan Diaco, Dr. Dan will be in here on Monday. And you can call all you want, but we have a sniping parameter, not just for you, Gary, for anybody. I mean, fucking people snipe Tampa Terry or whatever the fucking name is.
Yeah, this is a shakedown, buddy.
I mean, listen.
We'll take all the money we can get.
It's a Bernie Madoff, it's a Bubba Madoff Ponzi scheme, bitch. Bells and whistles included.
Exactly. Bubba, I bring you so much bank, you ought to give me a ring.
You know what? Gary, you make an interesting point here, my friend.
Yeah.
You do make me a lot of money.
You'll be in the Hall of Fame next year.
I ought to be.
Can you imagine how much heat we would get? Let's say burn the place down.
Mm-hmm.
Iggy would kill us. I think
Hall of Fame MVP-er.
Who do you think hates Gary the most? Dan, probably.
Ooh. Everybody.
Yeah, pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary, do you have any fans in chat? Do you ever go to chat?
Oh, Chad is too chicken to take me on.
They are.
They kicked me out under five different names.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, but they're all like around the
Big
same.
Red says
if
Gary gets a ring, he's throwing his into the pond.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'll wear it on my wedding ring fingers.
Well, Gary will never give us $2,400. So you know.
Dude, I've made you more than $2,400 already.
You probably have, Gary. You make an interesting point, but there's just you got so much heat, Gary. You got so much fucking heat. God.
So if I paid you $10,000, the heat would still be the same. I wouldn't get a ring.
Well, no, of course.
I'm gonna bring you $10,000 by the end of the year.
All right, Gary. We'll make those calculations and adjustments if needed. We'd love to have that issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, Gary. I got a phone. I got all
yeah,
four
we got
phone
packages
lines
to open.
I got packages to open. So this is where I'm, Gary. I'm not hanging up on you. I'm saying, Gary, I got to move along. So I'm saying goodbye nicely.
I understand. And thanks for the time.
And I
really appreciate it.
I would hope that you could say goodbye as well.
Goodbye. Did Anna ever get my taco coupons?
I don't know. I think he just cracked himself up. Donna, did you get the taco coupons?
Not that I recall.
She's getting ready to open packages, so maybe perhaps they're in there.
Remember I won some from some real nice restaurant there in Tampa from your former employer?
Oh, so you sent me a bone prize pack?
That's actually pretty funny.
That's a rib.
Did you ever get it?
No, we never did, but we'll keep a lookout for him, Gary. I got to say goodbye. I love you, buddy. Go Bill Clinton. Hello.
Yes, I was just calling one reason to try to get Gary off the phone, and two, to let Gary know that the reason he doesn't get on the big show, kind of like me, is because we bother you. You're doing a show. He doesn't want to be bothered by your shenanigans.
Exactly right, my friend.
He gets in.
You
have a good one. It's Track Meet. I was just trying to...
Track Meet, I love you. You understand the process. Thank you, Track Meet. And this will be the last call before we start the pack, Regis. Hello. Perfect. Let me turn the lights up a little bit.
I would have Lummy bring them to Anna, maybe, on the desk.
Lummy, you've been dispatched by one Blitz of K, so go ahead and take him to Anna. Now, Lummy, I think you have one as well.
Yeah, a few of them are for Lummy.
Yeah, Lummy. And so, Lummy, do you know how that goes? You open them up, you try to find out who they're from, pay some homage to them.
Wow.
They may not necessarily be for Anna.
You want to put them on this chair?
Want to put them on what?
The chair next door.
Sorry. Can I get after it?
Yeah, and do you have anything? Do you have a knife or has Butch pre-opened them?
I have these teeth. Baba Clem Lummy.
All right, now.
Does that mean Lummy gets to open them? Or?
Well, yeah, that's probably. No.
Anna can open them, but if it's for Lummy.
Anna, can you be a little bit more ladylike? Don't grab them so aggressively. Like, be dainty with them. Like, you know, like, yeah, there you go. You're opening them up nicely. Now, Anna, remember, you're on camera.
Oh, sorry.
So you have to, like, yeah.
Sorry.
It's like you're drunk or something.
I don't know how to be ladylike.
All right, here we go. Be ladylike.
Oh, this is a good one for Lummy. I think he's going to like it.
All right, there you go.
Should I show him or should I have him like...
Well, pull it out.
It is baby formula for your child.
Is it the stuff that he needs?
It's pure amino, DHA, REA,
Lummy, is that what you need?
Hyperallergenic infant formula.
Lummy,
it came from
Amazon, too.
It sure did.
Oh, my God.
And I think Lummy knows who had actually sent it. I think it's maybe Abby Morgan.
Lummy looks like a UPS driver back here fucking stacking boxes.
There's no note in it, Anna?
Lummy, poor Lummy.
Sorry, I couldn't hear anything.
Is that one from Abby Morgan?
That's from Abby.
Okay.
Lummy.
Thank you, Abby Morgan, so much.
Abby Morgan, Ohio.
Yeah, thank you, Abby.
So, Lummy, well, that helps. Like,
oh, yeah, of course.
Like, we're almost to the point where... We're out of the formula window almost, right, buddy? I mean, with how many jugs you got left?
Yeah, about four. We have 4 months left.
Oh, Monster Rehab for Dan.
All right, Monster Rehab from Dan. Does it come with anybody?
Yeah, are there notes in there?
Any notes? Solid?
No.
Not under it?
It's very heavy.
Well, you're strong.
You're strong. Believe me, you're strong.
Oh.
That ass. Oh, sorry. Sorry, what?
Oh!
Maybe just let's start having her ass be on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Put an ass cam on that donkey.
I have one at home.
Oh, sorry.
She's it every day.
I like.
From I don't know.
Try the other slip.
And by the way, she gets like ADHD with her packages.
I know.
She like opens half. She leaves an absolute fucking mess. Like a tornado went through here.
I don't know. I think it's from Scout and Big Gulp.
I think it is too.
Okay.
You got to say exactly what it was because it would.
Oh, it was Celsius.
Oh, thank you.
And Monster Rehab, I believe. Yes. There's more, isn't there? Oh, there's a lot.
To my black windscreen. I had it over here somewhere.
Do you think it fell behind?
If not, Blitz will get me a new one or some bullshit.
Oh, I got a new microphone coming. Oh, wow, that really is on my ass. And it looks great.
That guy, no, I mean, my God. Blitz, can you give me a zoomer?
We get... Oh, this is shrinkflation. I can feel it. I mean, how about shrinkflation?
Is that...
It used to be 100 calories.
Blitz, why wouldn't you zoom
80?
On the ass? Why wouldn't you give me
it's
an ass?
It's already zoomed way in. What are you talking about?
Is that from Scout and Big Gulp?
This is shrinkflation. Look at this. This used to be 100 calories.
There's like barely anything.
Now it's
in there.
80. Motherfuckers. Good ass house. But thank you for sending.
Shrinkflation.
What are they?
Oh, sorry. They are Quaker Rice Crisps in various flavors. We have caramel. We have buttermilk ranch. And we have apple cinnamon. And I believe some sort of cheddar. Yes, cheddar. Nailed it. Yes, and these are absolutely delicious.
Blitz,
so thank you.
Blitz, I'll cut that Omaha deal and get it to you. I'll probably do it maybe today, and if not, soon.
All right, perfect.
And then can I Google Drive it like I do?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect. All right, Anna, so those are snacks, and who are those from? Scout and Big Gulp?
I don't know. So, but there wasn't a note on those.
All right. Okay. By the way, don't look for the Bubba 30-ounce tumblers. They're sold out. We've ordered 60 more.
Oh,
but
I
only
think this
30
is for
are coming.
Lum.
Blitz, maybe I should.
It's a new Trapper Keeper.
Oh,
right.
Oh, it's perfect. It's purple and pink.
Lummy, are you
going
to have to transfer all of your old? Now, Lummy,
it comes with a little clipboard action.
Lummy, what is your current? What is your current Trapper? I'm standing up. Look at me. Look at me in the eyes like a man. Lummy looks down. Lummy, look at me in the eyes like a man, and show me your current Trapper Keeper.
Well, I have a lot of notes I need to file in.
Lummy, you're kind of getting behind, aren't you?
No, these are ones I already kind of, but these are just ones I keep just in case, I've missed something. I don't throw the papers away. That one would be good. It could be my daily one, and then I have this one as the history. And I can transfer it all.
Whatever. Just
you can transfer it.
Transfer it all.
Do you need a new Trapper Keeper?
Well, he's got one.
Yeah, it would be good. I can put the today's notes in.
Hey, listen, now Monday, I think we're getting the brand new Bubba Army QR code bumper stickers. So, Lummy, you should put a QR code bumper on your Trapper Keeper.
Oh, 100%.
And on your car.
And everywhere.
Yeah, and everywhere.
Signs.
And on your kid.
Don't think, Blitz, that the trail that I drive on my bike isn't going to have the back of the signs aren't going to have
sure.
Bubba Army stickers. Papa the Love Sponge arrested for defacing county property.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Hummel, what do you got?
Try, man.
Who's it from?
I don't know. Oh,
what are you guys doing this weekend?
Wow! It's baby formula!
Oh, my God. Lummy, for real.
Sweet.
Lummy, no, that for real.
Oh
like, that probably
God.
Fucking gets
oh
you completely
my God.
Out of
the way. So, actually, on the shipping label,
oh
there's someone's
God.
Name
there's
on it.
There's a name on
there's
it.
There's a name on the shipping label.
Look at
label.
That. There's so much.
Anna, pay attention, bitch.
There's a name on the shipping label,
and that person needs to pay homage.
Yeah.
On the shipping label.
There's no note on the inside of the label.
Slow down, Anna. You get fucking absolutely...
Augustina Sansone.
Oh, thank you, Augustina.
Augustina.
Lummy, how many cans?
That's eight. That's all I need.
That's all you need.
Thank you, Augustina.
Ashley is going to be giving me head tonight.
Yes,
for saying
no, no, there's more.
Oh.
Whoa.
You know what? We, honest to God, Blitz.
8, 10. Wow, 10.
Blitz.
Whoa.
We need to get... Look, she just cast it away like it's a used horn.
I'm going to need that box to transport them.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Hold on.
Augustina, thank you.
Hold on.
From Odessa.
I want to get Augustina's...
She's on YouTube right now.
I want her to get her personal information. Lummy.
Yes.
Take her, get her personal information. I'm going to give her to the merch crick, and the merch crick's going to send her one hell of a Bubba Army prize pack, but she could probably just save Wilbur.
Yes, she did.
Like,
thank you.
You probably now have all, I mean, you probably have, because of her, you probably have, you don't need any more formula.
Nope. We are good now.
So
thank you
I want
so
you
much.
To get our information.
Okay.
And I'm also going to throw in, and I haven't even given, except for the staff, I'm going to give her a 30-ounce Arctic Bubba Army.
Oh.
Awesome.
Bubba Army deal.
She deserves it. Yes, so you have so 11
that,
now.
That is one of the most generous. Thank you so much.
That's a lot of it, too.
Let me, seriously, yes. Find me her personal information, please.
I will. I think it's on the box, too.
I almost just fell down.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I did Good Girl, Bad Girls today.
Okay.
And I literally just almost fell down from the Dodds.
Oh, no.
Dodds got you bad.
Lummy, that is so...
That's awesome.
And that, how did she find that much, Lummy?
I don't know.
I mean, how...
She's there,
don't
obviously
ask questions.
Abby and her were the only two that found that many, too.
And she found, what, 8?
10.
10.
She had to kill, like, 6 infants to get that.
I'll tell you what. Hey, Lummy.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, but fuck you on the formula. It's everything in this building's mine. Blitz, how much can we get on eBay for him right now?
Probably a whole lot. We need to hurry up, though, because that window's closing.
I know. Well, listen, I mean, how fast can you have those motherfuckers at my marketplace?
They'll be up there today.
No, Lummy, we're just kidding. I would like
Here's those 2 cans we got, Lummy.
Yeah, Lummy.
Yeah, 2 cans.
Lummy, your wife owes me.
Yep.
Your wife owes me some...
Some oral.
Bubba, yeah. Bubba, we need to mark those cans, because they might really be on Facebook Marketplace later. No, and Ashley. She's like the marketplace master.
No, we're not selling. Are you kidding me?
You should.
No way.
Oh.
Trying to stretch out.
We got 4 Mexican ones. We might.
I put the 4 Mexicans ones up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we paid a lot of money for those.
I'd par up
with English.
What, hold on. I'd par up what you need and gave yourself a 1 can buffer, and then it would be zipped up on there.
Gifts what? For everybody. Gifts
for everybody.
What?
Yeah.
Is Bubba, it? Ready?
No, don't. No, no.
It's like a shirt or something.
No, no.
It's
she's
a shirt.
No, hold on, Blitz. She rears back. You know she's gonna throw just like a bitch. She's not gonna get it here.
Of course.
She's gonna knock a
Ready?
Over. Hold on. She's gonna knock a camera over or some bullshit. First of all, in order to throw it to me, you have to throw it over here.
Okay.
Let's see. Watch. I'll be. Okay.
Yeah, right to you, like goddamn Tom Brady.
Oh, you know what?
Fucking right on it.
She
Love
did.
It. Here you go.
You did throw it good to me.
I know.
You did.
I actually have a really good arm. Thank you.
Hold yeah. on.
The tennis throw ball mine. Said that too.
Here, I'll tell you right now. Okay. Throw it.
Hold on. Mine's 3X too.
Thanks.
Where
that's
are they
so cool.
From?
Ready?
Let me look. I got a Tampa Tarpons.
Yeah.
Let me look.
Bubba, there's more coming.
Yeah.
Hold
Omaha,
on.
Omaha. Nice.
She's. Oh, this is for the merch. Quick, I can't open the merch.
I'm gonna open mine. This is the best. This is so fun.
Hey, Lummy, bitch has got a pretty good little arm.
I told you.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Tennis ball in the palm tree probably just once in a while.
Ooh. And she throws a girl. She goes like this. Watch. She goes.
And she really
cocks it back.
Well, yeah. Gotta have that force. Tampa Tarpons, my favorite team. How did you know?
Who sent this to us?
Oh, that's probably.
His nickname's Captain Creamsicle.
Lummy, and crew. Hope you enjoy all the goodies. With love, GMS Team Store and Tampa Tarpons.
Yep.
I mean, to be fair, Anna has worn a Tampa Tarpons hat before.
I have. Yep. I was gifted one as well. Yay! There's more.
Spongy, right over there, buddy?
Oh, whoa! It's probably for your kid.
Yeah, it's for a little Wilbur.
No, I'm not.
I kind of like it. I guess this is for your kid.
Why are you taking a shit on the deal?
Because it's not for her.
I guess it's for your kid.
Yeah.
I mean, Ashley, go come cut a bitch for saying that. I guess it's for your kid.
Yeah, anytime we go out to Tampa Tarpons, he says we should do like a little Bubba Army thing out there.
Well, who sent us all this?
His nickname's Captain Creamsicle.
He's a listener,
and his wife works for the Tarpons.
Well, thank you. And where do the Tampa Tarpons play?
At Brenner's Field. Right down the street.
No, but are they a Yankees?
Yeah. Yep.
They're not associated with the Rays, are they not?
Nope.
No, they're the Yankees single A team.
Really?
Yeah, the one down the street.
I don't know that because it says Yankees.
You're saying, Lummy, that a single A team has that nice of a facility?
Yeah, they play in the spring training sites. But yeah, anytime we go out there, it's actually really fun to go out.
What
I pick first.
What is she doing?
I pick first.
All my feeds went down, so I can't see shit.
There's hats. The guy, they sent us hats.
But I pick.
No, you don't.
I pick first.
No, bitch. That's not how it works.
You can have a
koozie. No.
You can have a koozie. Oh, here he comes.
Yeah. I'm a koozie. Ah!
You automatically say ow. First of all, look at this fucking mess.
Yeah.
This got to get cleaned up. Let me have those hats.
No.
Let me have those hats.
Can I pick first?
Well, let me just have them. Let me bring you those fucking hats right now. Come here.
Oh, look at that. I got shirts for Wilbur.
Okay.
Oh, that's so cute.
Now.
I don't want the visor.
You don't want a visor? You look cute in a visor.
My head gets hot.
Okay.
Oh.
That.
No.
Put on your cool for me, too.
Put on here.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that. I already kind of have that.
Sweet.
One.
I'll wear a Tampa Tarpons hat.
One. I like that one too.
All right, hold on.
Oh, a hat too for him.
Well, can I see the rest? Oh, I kind of like that one, actually. Oh, thank you.
Can we, like, see what you guys are doing?
Oh, sorry. We got to turn around.
Yeah, Bubba's got his back to the camera.
So we're just choosing hats.
Oh, pick that
up. Oh, yeah.
All right. So.
Thank you.
Sweet.
I think Thank I you. Want this one, maybe.
Yeah. This is such a cool gift. So we can all go out there together. Blitz maybe wants camo.
Blitz can have camo.
Okay.
Is there camo here?
Yeah, there's a camo one right
okay,
there.
Blitz camo.
Okay.
For your man.
For my man's.
And then.
Thank you.
This is a lady's. So I'll give this to the crit.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And
then, there's also this one.
Oh, hold on. Lummy?
Yeah.
Which one do you want here?
I'll take the blue and navy blue, the hook.
The IUD.
The hook one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then is there another? How about your girl? Does your girl like visors?
Yeah, she wore a visor hat. Thank you.
Okay. Sweet. Then I'll take thank the rest you. For the VIG.
Yes, you know, thank you. Would you like a koozie?
Yeah, those ones fit. Those fit those big cans, Bubba.
There's different kinds. Oh, and there's stickers too.
They loaded us up.
I need a sticker to put on the sticker door.
Oh yeah, there you
oh,
go.
It's a magnet. Sorry, it's a magnet.
That's all right. It's a metal door. It'll work.
Okay.
Oh,
great.
Mommy, these are for bottles.
Oh, this is so cool.
Sometimes those the bottle ones can hold those big cans.
Here, do you want the regular one?
Bring one up.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, regular one.
If you could. This is Candlestick Tim?
Yes, Captain
Candlestick. Candlestick Jim.
Candlestick Tim. Jim.
Blitz, who's this?
Candlestick Jim.
Okay, perfect. I like him. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
Wow, what an amazing gift. Thank you so much, Candlestick Jim.
Poor guy's not even fucking Candlestick Jim, but now he is.
Thank you. Look at this. I have like a new little outfit going to the games and stuff. Look at me.
Let me do these things really keep it colder?
Yeah.
Koozies do? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, thank you, Captain Creamsicle.
Keeps your hand.
Do these things like some new invention, a koozie.
Captain Creamsicle and his wife.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. This is so cute. I'm going to look so cute at the game.
Captain Creamsicle and his wife. Oh, God. Yeah. Candlestick Tim or Candlestick Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna look so cute.
Say it.
I'm gonna look so cute. I am cute. Thank
I'm
you.
Gonna look so cute. ... I am cute.
Yeah. Wow. What an amazing package session.
Yes. All of them?
Opening. I think so.
Hold on. Now.
Is it?
No, there was more, I thought.
Yeah, I thought there was a couple more.
There's more?
Maybe not.
Oh, these are nice hats.
They are nice hats.
I got them all. I think I got it all. All
right.
Thank you.
Hey, does Reagan want a hat?
Yeah, she loves hats.
Does she like hats?
She's a hat girl. She's a hat girl.
She is?
Yes.
Here, I'm going to send you one over, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll pick it up. That's perfect.
All right, I think I'm out of here.
Awesome. I'll clean up the mess.
Yeah, because it's like a fucking tornado.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Anna, tomorrow is the big day that I give the artwork away. I'm so excited. And I feel so much better now that I got your cynical. If they sucked, you would have told me.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
But they don't. They really don't. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
You're doing great.
We're doing great. We had a great day today. A huge day on Twitch. One of our biggest days we've had on Twitch. Huge day on Venmo. Huge day on Cash App.
Check out Magnet.
You know we're doing a show still, right?
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Sold out on the tumblers. But I think we say goodbye. And we'll
Sounds
see
good.
You guys, everybody, tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Be
thank
safe.
You.
We love you guys.
Bye. I love you.